Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I've got a ton of email here. The email's pouring in right now, first of all, on a couple of issues. I want to read a couple of them to you. Lots of stories to cover with you today here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, not the least of which the email pouring in on the coach, the New Orleans coach, down in New Orleans, Louisiana, Sean Payton. Did a program on him yesterday. I'm angry about this guy. As I said before, I'm a Buccaneer fan, and I don't need any extra incentive to hate the Saints, okay, as an NFC South opponent and a Buccaneer fan. But he handed it right to us, and there's more information. As I told you yesterday, there is more information coming out about this case of Will Smith being murdered, shot down in New Orleans during an apparent, some type of road rage altercation, whatever they want to call it. But there's more coming out about this, and I don't want to speculate on that because I don't have any additional information, and I'm not one of those people. You know, you remember listening to me during the George Zimmerman fiasco. I laid off that case for 17 months, never talked about it one time, and I thought it was irresponsible of the hosts who did. Not only in this genre of radio, but other talk forums, either conservative, general talk market, pro-rights related, pro-Second Amendment related. I thought it was irresponsible to do so because I knew there was going to be more coming out about that case, and there was. And I was proven right about that. I later had a number of conversations with George Zimmerman and his brother, who appreciated the fact that I shut my trap because we simply didn't know what was happening, and we didn't want to speculate on that case as it was unfolding. To do so would have been very unfair, and a lot of people ate a lot of crow. I'm not sure what's going to unfold with the Will Smith case down there in New Orleans, but I feel pretty confident that something will suddenly come up that might shock us. Might shock you. Won't shock me. Been around the block. Been doing this for quite a while. Just some gut feelings. Just gut feelings. I mean, I've told you that before. You know, you've learned to trust your gut. The older you get, the wiser you get. The more you learn to trust your gut. And it's important that you're able to do that. Carl Johnson sends in an email about this very topic of Coach Sean Payton. If you don't know what I'm talking about in a nutshell, Will Smith, beloved New Orleans Saints star, by all accounts, to anybody who follows the Saints. And he's just a good guy all the way around from what I understand. Oh, but wait, there was a domestic dispute, wasn't there? Yeah, wasn't he one dragging his wife around by the hair? You see what I'm trying to do here? Great guy, this is what the media does. Some people forget some of these other accusations and some of these things that go on. That's why when we hold athletes up as role models, we run into a lot of problems from time to time, don't we? Yeah, it's a very dangerous thing to do. But I'm talking football here. Just pure football. He was well loved by the fans on the football field. That's the only direction I'll go here. And he was involved in a traffic altercation. Various video cameras around town have caught it. I know those of you who were here, who heard the program yesterday, were listening. I'm not trying to be redundant here. There's going to be more information coming out about this. That resulted in him exchanging words with the individual who hit him, and apparently he hit the car first, and there was another car involved, and they were in an entourage with him, and they were coming back from dinner, and it was really interesting that Will Smith was having dinner, or one of the members at the dinner that he was at was a former New Orleans cop who was sued by the guy who would later murder him or shoot him in the streets in about 2 hours. But that's just coincidence, and I heard somebody say yesterday as I was reading a piece about it. Well, New Orleans is a small town. You go, New Orleans ain't a small town. New Orleans is a fairly good-sized city. Mayberry is a small town. Okay? Mayberry is a small town. New Orleans, a fairly good-sized city. And there's some long odds there, you know, I'm just saying. There are some long odds there. That this guy would later, Because the guy who is now charged with second-degree murder on a $1 million bond sitting in a jail cell in New Orleans sued the police department and this individual cop for killing or wrongful death for the death of this guy's father. And he happened to have dinner with... So, I don't know. Is that coincidence? I mean, you know, bizarre things happen all the time. You know, coincidence to me... And this has probably happened to you. It happened to me, too. I'm reading a book for the second time, And Die in the West. I'm a big Tombstone, Arizona fan. You know that. It's about the gunfight at the OK Corral, what led up to it. And if you're into that kind of history, it's a fascinating book. I highly, highly recommend it. And I'm reading it again. I was reading some of it late last night. And I flipped on, I don't know, I flipped on some program. And as my eyes scanned the word truth, somebody up on TV said the word at the exact same time. See, that's coincidence to me. It happens quite frequent, by the way. But circumstances like this, I mean, I don't know. You can write your own book on this. But a lot happening in this thing, and it's quite a bizarre case, and it is starting to get some legs. But Carl Johnson writes, and he says, "Hi, Mark. Listen to your show from Tuesday on a podcast, so it's a day or so late. But I find it funny that a coach who was involved in bounties on players to hurt them has anything to say about my rights to own tools. Seems very disingenuous to me. Thanks. Keep up the good work." That's from Carl. Yeah, you might remember Coach Payton was involved in the bounty situation at the NFL. And if I'm not mistaken, was suspended for a year as a result. Heavy fines. Will Smith, the football player, was also involved. And the bounty was, and they copped to it. In the locker room, there was money being exchanged to injure other players. I don't know, what do you make of that? I mean, Carl's absolutely correct. Now, here we've got this coach who's involved in this up there railing on our Second Amendment rights and claiming we don't have a right to self-defense. I mean, the whole thing is bizarre. But as I said yesterday, this thing's got some twist to it. Just a gut feeling. Something strange is going on here. So we're going to continue to follow that. AWR Hawkins, my political analyst from Breitbart News, is writing about this at Breitbart. And he's kind of keeping his eyes on this too. He took a different take on this thing. And I have to go here with you because I do this. It's why AWR and I get along so well. We see the world through the same glasses. One of those lenses is you show me a city in utter decay with rampant crime, and I'll show you a city controlled by Democrats. You want to pick one? You want to go to Chicago? How about Washington, D.C.? Baltimore? You want to jump into the mix? How about it, L.A.? How about it, New York? Crime rate beginning to spike. Uber, liberal, just complete dope. De Blasio, he's going to be one term, by the way. You heard that prediction right here. All Democrat-controlled cities. AWR understands that. Oh, and by the way, New Orleans. Democrat-controlled city. Of course, the Democrats like to blame it on Bush's response to Katrina. See how convenient that is? We have a gun problem and a gang problem in the Ninth Ward because the government response to... No, you had a gun problem long before then. Look, I got engaged in New Orleans years ago. I've had a few rodeos in New Orleans. Been to a few football games. Been in that Superdome. Know a little bit about that city. Had a run-in. You know, I'll tell you that story when we come back from the break about a situation that happened to me. You may have heard it. I love the way it all ties together. I love just rambling with you. Lots of fun today. We're going to be able to do that for the rest of the hour. But AWR gets it. So he put that Democrat spin on his column over at Breitbart. How this guy is calling for more gun control laws, Coach Payton, in a Democrat-controlled city run by Democrats who, like every other Democrat city, like Chicago or Washington, D.C., but just simply cannot get a handle on crime in their cities. These uber liberals. And they scream for more laws. They don't need more laws. And C.A.W.R. Hawkins understands that. We'll go there in just a little bit, too. But I want you to, I do want to tell you a little story about New Orleans. I just don't have a time. It's a personal story about New Orleans. And I've been there and surfed that New Orleans wave before. New Orleans, fun city, but a city you got to be very careful in. You have to understand a little bit about it. If you go into New Orleans without your head on a swivel, thinking, I'm just here to have fun and so is everybody else, you can very quickly find yourself in a boiling pot of gumbo down there without knowing what hit you. When we come back, I'll tell you that. And then I want to tell you about a dopey Democrat who, let's just say I want to tell you about a dopey Democrat. You'll enjoy it. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by AmeriPAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense,
Daily Defense with Mark Walters. Okay, welcome back to the program. It's great to be here with you today. Kind of rambling on, just having some fun with you. We're talking about New Orleans. I do want to tell you a little bit of story about something personal that happened to me in New Orleans. You know, we talk self-defense. It's what this show is all about. We've had some of the greatest trainers in the world on this broadcast in some form, either this show or the Monster Weekend show. And you learn a lot here when we talk to these individuals. Authors, columnists, trainers, people whose books and DVDs you buy when you want to learn from the best, people you see on television. And I learned a long time ago, you may or may not know, if you're new to the program, I'll just tell you briefly. I used a firearm to defend my life in 2002, November of 2002, November 18th of 2002 to be exact, at about 6:30 in the morning in that range, on my way to work. My life had changed radically 2 weeks earlier because I had a brand new daughter. And I used to say, criminal selected me for a victim on any given day, they had a 50-50 shot of running into an armed victim because I hadn't yet made up my mind to carry my firearm with me everywhere I'd go. How do I close out every hour on the show? Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, right? What made me want to carry a firearm to begin with? When I got out of college, I'll date myself, graduated college in December of 1984. Didn't walk. Got out and went right to work. And have had a job ever since. Never had a handout. Burn. And I went to work for a trucking company. I didn't wake up one day and say, oh man, I can't wait to get out of college and go to work selling for a trucking company. That didn't happen. In real life, weird things happen. I came home from a date one night before I graduated college. My mother and father were playing cards, bridge, if you care to ask, with some neighbors across the street, lived across the street. And I was living in Midlothian, Virginia at that time, just outside of Richmond, Chesterfield County, right outside Powhatan, the county that the sleaziest governor in America, Terry McAuliffe, couldn't flip with all the Bloomberg millions, but a whole nother story. So I know the area. And the guy says to me, as I walked in the house, and I had my date with me, and I wanted to switch cars, wanted to use my dad's car and not my car, needed some work. The guy says to me, hey, he says, you got a job yet? I said, no. He says, well, you come talk to me when you get out, I'll put you to work. You know, a couple months later, I had a cheap cardboard briefcase, you know, one of these things, and an off-the-rack suit, and was working for overnight transportation company based out of Richmond, Virginia, and I was immediately transferred to York, Pennsylvania. Covered York, Harrisburg, Carlisle, down to Gettysburg, and then down along the Maryland border over to Shrewsbury and right back up the interstate, that big triangle there. And I would do sales blitzes. We'd go to different cities and help new sales forces open up in new areas. And I hit some areas like Philadelphia. Sorry, Philly. Own it. And some of these, most of these trucks aren't going to where you want to live. And I found myself in some very uncomfortable areas, most notably places like Camden, New Jersey. Ever been in Camden, New Jersey? Let me tell you something about Camden, New Jersey. Stay out of Camden, New Jersey. Unless you're forced to live there, then you're going to want to be armed. And I realized that a long, long time ago when I got out of college, when I was out on my own. And it was a wise thing for me to do to buy a gun. So I bought a little Raven, 25 caliber semi-automatic Raven. You know, that's the gun that was demonized by the Brady campaign years ago, and then, in fact, demonized the company right out of business when a teacher down in Fort Lauderdale by the name of Barry Grunow was shot on the last day of school by a 12-year-old student who he had sent home for the day, therefore the summer, and the kid got mad. Don't know why he got mad. I mean, the last day of school, you get sent home early. Just go home. Your summer's starting a few hours early. But he got mad, got into his grandpa's cabinet, took that gun to school, shot his teacher in the forehead. Teacher's name was Barry Grunow. Never forget that. It was down in Fort Lauderdale. And that gun was demonized out of existence. That's Saturday Night Special, the cheap handguns. That's where that came from. But I bought one because it was all I could afford at the time. I paid like $59 for this thing. And that gun went with me everywhere. It went in my sport coat. It went in my raincoat, you know, the trench coats. I didn't have a permit to carry the thing. Didn't care about a permit to carry the thing. I had a Second Amendment right to carry a firearm, and I knew it. I bought it. I took it with me. Nobody I worked with knew I had it. And it went with me everywhere. No doubt in violation of the company policy and company cars and all that. I didn't know. I didn't care. Nobody knew I had it. And you know what? I felt better with that gun in my pocket. Because I worked in some of these areas, and it changed the way I carried myself. I had a little bit more confidence. Yeah, that's right. I know as you're laughing, saying, oh, 25 Raven semi-automatic. You're right. I was a 21-year-old moron, quite frankly. But I felt better, and I carried myself differently. I didn't look like a victim, is what happened after years of studying this stuff. I realized that that's one of the fun. See, you don't tend to look like a victim. Criminals are very savvy. They pick and choose victims based on certain criteria. And I didn't look like that because I had a little bit more confidence as I look back in the past. And then that's why I began carrying a firearm. And I worked in some pretty seedy areas. And then later on, as I grew and my affinity for firearms expanded, over the years, my arsenal, because I love that word. Don't you love that word? The anti-gunners, the un-Americans. Well, he had an arsenal, two BB guns and that evil black rifle. That AR thing, that military thing, that assault rifle. And what did he need all that ammo for? So as my arsenal grew, you know, got the Florida permit back in 1992, about 4 years after Florida created that permit, that wherever you are, whether you know it or not, your permit system is an offshoot of what happened, is a direct result of what happened in 1987 in Florida with their landmark concealed carry passage. And that, of course, steamrolled across the country, hence why they call it the Gunshine State. And that's why we talk about what happens in Florida a lot, because what happens in Florida tends to happen where you live. And where I live. And as my arsenal began to grow, I began to take more training. I was still working for some trucking companies at that time. Then I started my own business. Now I had a family, and I had a daughter that was 2 weeks old. And I still hadn't yet made, and I had a permit. I'd had it for years. And I still hadn't yet made up my mind to carry that firearm with me every single day. And on November 18th, 2002, thank God I had it with me, never had to fire a shot, and sent two criminals on their way. Went home that day. My son would later be born, my wife is not a widow, and my beautiful two-week-old daughter, now 13, going to be 14, has her dad. We'll be right back after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, continuing, because we're going to run out of time. It just works that way. So that's why I began carrying a firearm when I did. And it's, I really don't know why I had my firearm that day. I've looked back on that over the years. I wrote that story about what happened to me, and if you want to hear it, I'll tell you. Okay, all right, I'll go there. You heard my story about the college and all the trucking. I might as well just go here because it's all relevant to, you know, Sean Payton and the garbage that he's spewing forth and the rest of the anti-gunners and the un-Americans, because this stuff never happens to them. It happens to other people, right? Well, I'm other people. You're other people. And as that other people pertains to me, it happens to me, you see. Other people to me are you. And I get that and I understand that because it happened to me. Did you follow that? Did you follow that weave? See how that works? People like Sean Payton and Everytown for Gun Safety and the rest of the un-Americans and the Moms Demand Action, and you know what a silly name that is too, by the way, right? They don't connect those dots. You aren't real to them. What happens to me isn't real to them. Doesn't work that way. It was evident when Sean Payton was talking. So I'll continue. But that's how I found myself carrying a firearm to defend my life. And I went on and, you know, I guess nobody had to tell me I needed training. No, because most responsible gun owners get trained. That's why ranges are packed. That's why classes are full. I'll sidestep real quick. I was in Arizona the Monday, I'll never forget this, that Jan Brewer signed constitutional carry into effect in Arizona. I was in Scottsdale at the Scottsdale Gun Club when that went down. And some of the trainers in there were petrified. Oh, my gosh, we don't need any more training. There's no more permits. We're going to go out of business. I said, no, I think you're looking at this wrong. I think you're going to see a hell of a lot more. I think your business is going to boom. And I was right. I had faith in law-abiding gun owners, that law-abiding gun owners will do the right thing. And that's been proven to be the case. That wasn't some strange wisdom in my part or some gift. It was just a gut feeling that good people, law-abiding, responsible people, do the right things. And that was proven right. And that fear was certainly unfounded. But understandable why they would think that way. It was new territory for them. Now their classes are so full they can't keep up with them. Trainers, it's a great way to make a living. But I don't know what made me carry my gun that day when I woke up November 18th, 2002. I remember walking out to my driveway, I remember strapping my firearm on. I was carrying a Glock 36, 45 caliber compact. I remember putting it in my holster. I remember getting in my car. I remember it being 6:20 in the morning. And I remember heading to my office. Got to a traffic light at Fletcher in Nebraska. Yeah, you live in Tampa. You're listening on 860. 9:30, you guys know where I'm talking about. Yeah, right there by the infamous Todd Theater. Hadn't quite gotten to the intersection. I was before the intersection, but that's the intersection I was heading towards. When I noticed a vehicle in the right-hand lane at a dead stop, and it was a giant rectangle, a grid, if you will. And every morning I could play the light. I could either make a left on Nebraska Avenue, go down to 131st there by the lumberyard and hang a right, go through the neighborhood to get to North Florida Avenue. My office sat right there on the corner. Or I could go straight down Fletcher and hang a left on North Florida and go down that way. And it would all depend on what the light did. And that's what I was thinking about when I was approaching that traffic light when I saw that stopped SUV. And as I approached the intersection, the light changed. The left turn lane began to back up. I said, ah, the hell with this. I'm just going to go straight. Take my lumps. No big deal. When that SUV roared to life and pulled right out in front of me. In the essence of time, two individuals got out, made their intentions known towards me as one of the individuals wrapped his hand in what appeared to be, what I remember to this day, being a T-shirt. I've written about it in my book. It's Chapter 1, Lessons from Armed America. And then the two of them began to try to get into the car off my front left bumper. I remember it being a Toyota Camry. I remember it being gold, if I'm not mistaken. And there'd be a woman in the front of that car, petrified. I remember seeing that. The whole thing was surreal. It was like a movie. When the individual trying to pound on the window turned his attention toward me, rewrapped his hand, took one step towards me, I drew my firearm, outstretched it towards the windshield, and I've never seen a set of eyeballs get so big so fast in my life. First thought went through my head was, if I have to squeeze this trigger, I think I'm going to lose my hearing. Very bizarre thought, isn't it? Can't tell you why. I can tell you why I thought that. It was a brand new car. It was a BMW. And the pressure, I remembered when I would open up the sunroof, you feel the pressure in your ears. I remembered feeling that not long ago. I think the car was only about two or three weeks old. I had just gotten it. And that's the thought that went through my head. My next thought was, wow, if I have to squeeze a round off, if I have to fire this gun, this round is going to go through the windshield. Is it going to like take off and go to the left? What's it going to do? And the third thought that went through my head was, you better get to focusing. Watch his hands, watch his hands, watch his hands. His eyes aren't going to kill you. His hands are going to kill you. Watch his hands. As he and his buddy then got walked back by the muzzle of my firearm as they retreated back to what they felt was the safety of their vehicle. Left that scene very quickly. The car was kind of poking out in front of mine, and they were able to maneuver in front of the Toyota and take off. I have never left my cave without my club since that day. Never. Now, prior to that happening, I want to go back to New Orleans. I was in New Orleans with my soon-to-be wife. This was all prior to that. We were walking back from somewhere. It was very late. It was about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. That's midday if you've ever been in New Orleans. The streets don't roll up in that town, okay? And as we were walking back to our hotel, trying to remember where we were going, I was very uncomfortable where we were because we were getting outside the quarter a little bit, meaning the French Quarter, and I just didn't feel comfortable with where we were. When across the street, I saw two or three individuals paying very careful attention to us, and a couple hoods go up, at which point I immediately took action, changed our direction, and maneuvered clear over to a hotel, catty corner across the street. Yes, I jaywalked and broke the law. But there is no doubt in my mind that had I continued walking down that street, those gentlemen weren't going to say to me, "Hello, how are you? Enjoying your evening in New Orleans?" That's not what was going to happen. No, I can't prove that. But that was my gut feeling. That was that gut that I'm telling you about. That's that gut instinct that you need to know a little bit about it. You better come into tune with in your own body and understand how to learn to trust that gut instinct. Because I'm going to tell you, 9 out of 10 times, 9.999 times out of 10 times, it's going to be right. You will look back in hindsight and say, you know what, I should have done that. Hindsight's always high-definition vision, isn't it? Of course it is. So as we go right back to New Orleans. Just yet another incident in my life that made me realize not everybody's good. There's evil out there. In New Orleans now, it's far worse today than it was then. That was pre-Katrina. It was pre-George Bush not getting there on time. Let me put it that way. Okay, how about that? Ah, there's that darn clock again. When we come back, I'll continue the conversation with you, tell you a little bit about the upcoming Concealed Carry Expo and how you can get in on the Gun of the Day giveaway today. And I'll tell you what that gun is on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense right after this.
Join us for the second annual Concealed Carry Expo, April 29th to May 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Test new guns at the live fire range. Attend tactical training and seminars, all presented by world-class trainers. Shop among more than 70 vendors. Enjoy Saturday evening's fashion show. I'll be emceeing it. Expo hours, Friday 3 to 7, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 10 to 4 at Atlanta's GICC. Visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com for more information. Don't forget to use ticket code AAR30 to save $4 on admission.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. The nation's only event dedicated to concealed carry is coming to Atlanta. Attend the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo April 29th through May 1st. Shop for gear. Learn defensive skills from world-class trainers. Shoot new pistols. See the latest trends at the Concealed Carry Fashion Show on Saturday night. I'll be emceeing the event. Come to the Concealed Carry Expo April 29th through May 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Learn more at ConcealedCarryExpo.com. That's ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
I got to tell you, man, you know, when you're going in a different direction, sometimes technology, you gotta love that. So, boy, oh boy. Anyway, all right, well, we've got you. Hopefully we keep you. Had a little bit of a technological bump in the road there during the break, but we should be okay. So if I lose you, I still love you. Don't worry about it. Yeah, so, you know, I got to wondering over the years, well, but wait, before I do that, hold on a second. I've got to tell you something real quick, because the Gun of the Day giveaway today is a real, you know, I'm going to tell you that before we get out of there. I want to tell you that closer towards the end. Let me tell you real quick to head over to USCCA On Air, USCCA On Air first to check out that Gun of the Day giveaway. I'll give that information to you before we get out of the show. But also I want you to head over to ConcealedCarryExpo.com. I've been lying to you. And I want to apologize. I've been telling you that there's going to be over 70 vendors. Well, it's really not a lie. It is over 70, but it's actually over 100 now. This show coming up at the Georgia International Convention Center on April 29th through May 1st is getting huger by the day. Over 100 vendors are going to be there. And if, now you're going to meet some great people. I have, you know, keep forgetting to tell you this. Alan Gottlieb is flying in, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, very, very good friend of mine, and you know him as a very close friend of this program, and in particular the Monster Sunday show. Alan will be in town manning a booth with the crew from Bellevue, Washington, the Second Amendment Foundation. I'll be over there hanging out with him. Sheriff David Clark from Wisconsin, Milwaukee, will be there. Make sure to come over and hang out, say hello. Tim Schmidt, the founder of the USCCA, will be there. Delta Defense, the creator of all things training and self-defense shield insurance, he will be there. All right there, roaming around the halls. Crossbreed Holster crew is going to be there. I'll be broadcasting this show from the Crossbreed Holster booth. And I think what we might do is we might split it up, because this mobile equipment is just that, it's mobile. So I may broadcast half the show from Crossbreed and half from over there at the Second Amendment Foundation with Alan. Last year we broadcasted from the USCCA booth, and we might do all three. Heck, who knows? We can do whatever we want to do. But fun stuff. Fun stuff. Check it out at ConcealedCarryExpo.com. Over 100 vendors. This entire thing is geared for you, a concealed carry permit holder. It's that simple. I'm going to go back quickly to wrap up what I was telling you about carrying my firearm and all that good stuff, and how I just tie it right back to New Orleans, as we did. when I heard Sean Payton say what he said, everything that I told you about now came to my mind. Personal experience of mine, having been in New Orleans, remembering that bizarre experience at 3 a.m. and being unarmed. I was unarmed at that time. Very, very strange. And I remembered those things. And then I heard Sean Payton talk about how those things don't happen, that guns are likely to be used for other purposes. Not true. I know it. You know it. And I believe deep down Sean Payton knows it too. Bounty hunter coach knows it too. I don't know what he was trying to accomplish. But I tell you those personal stories because I am that other person. And I've written two books chock full of stories of that other person. You know, the other guy that it happens to, not you. Yeah. Until it happens to you and you become that other guy. Part of the reason it happened to you is just sheer luck. Luck of the draw. You were where the criminal wanted you to be at the time he wanted you there. Or you were walking around staring at the big tall buildings, or you were so drunk in New Orleans that you didn't know where you were and you became ripe for the pickings. And I'm not going to tell you not to have fun in New Orleans. I had lots of fun in New Orleans. And there have been times I've let my guard down in New Orleans and other cities as well. Wasn't paying attention. So I remind you of those things. Because according to Coach Payton, those things don't happen. And they do happen. Sitting right here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you right now, with me right now, therefore with you, is a sign that says 2,191 Americans use guns in self-defense every single day. Guns save lives. And Payton knows that. Or maybe he doesn't. Does he know that? Doesn't he know that? You know that, and that's what matters. What matters is that you understand that. And that you never forget that. Very, very important. That's why I tell you those stories. I got off track a little bit. Wanted to tell you some other things too, but one of them is so funny. I think I've got to go here. I absolutely have to go here. And there's a reason. The Missouri Times. I don't know if you have seen this story, but there is a Democrat. See, it's always a Democrat, isn't it? Of course, it's always a Democrat. Lavender gun amendment leads to Republican cheers. Have you heard this? Now I'm going to give you the gun of the day in a minute. But have you heard this thing? Missouri Rep. Deb Lavender, Democrat, Kirkwood, Missouri, accidentally strengthened a concealed carry law when she ran out of time to withdraw an amendment she offered that would open state capitals, the state capitol, to concealed carry for members of the public. See, a lot of times what these kooks will do is they will offer up an amendment to a bill to make a point so they can rail against the bill, and then they'll withdraw the amendment. And that's what she did. And she offered up an amendment to allow carry on the capitol so that she could run her gator and then withdraw the amendment and make her point known. Well, unfortunately for her, she ran over her allotted time, and the Republican speaker tossed the gavel down. And now, Missouri, you can carry in the Capitol as a result. And the chamber erupted in Republican cheers. Don't take my word for it. This story appeared 23 hours ago in the Missouri Times. Lavender gun amendment leads to Republican cheers. So make sure you go and check that out. I'm telling you, you cannot make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. How does that happen? I mean, I don't know. How does that happen? It just does. That's what Democrats do. They make boneheaded mistakes. I've got to get over to that Gun of Day giveaway, and I've got to find that right here for you because I don't know where it is. So let me see if I can find it here. No, I might not be able to find it here in time. I'm just going to tell you to head over to USCCA On Air. I can't multitask today. Go over to USCCAOnAir.com, please. activate a membership to the United States Concealed Carry Association. Put your name in the running for today's gun of the day. I gave it to you yesterday, I believe. Told you what yesterday's was. Today, I don't have time to pull it up right now. I'll lose my train of thought. I don't want to do that right before we take this show to its close, because I can't search the website while I have you on the air with me. So we'll just do it tomorrow. But head over to USCCA on air. See it for yourself. Activate a membership. Get in the running. Also, guess what happens? You put yourself in the running for a $14,987.06 grand prize, which includes some of the coolest self-defense tools you'll ever need, including 5,000 rounds of ammunition. Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful thing. USCCA on air. And I hope to see you at the expo. I really do hope to see you at the expo. I hope you enjoyed the stories today. Get away from the politics every once in a while. That Sean Payton story, you're going to see what happens with Will Smith in New Orleans change. There's going to be some new information coming out about this. That's just my gut feeling. Now, I may be wrong. Sometimes the gut is wrong. I said 99.99 or 9.999 times out of 10, it's not. But I just have a sneaking suspicion that something's going to happen on that case. There's too much there. We don't know it all yet. Some witnesses said a gun popped out. Some said there wasn't. There was another gun found. In fact, there were two other guns found. We're going to find out some more about that. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues tomorrow. We're going to get up. We're going to do it all again with you. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never be that unarmed caveman. And never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. We'll see you on the radio.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.